A Medley of Performance-Related BPF Patches by Jonathan Corbett. January 2, 2020. One of the advantages of the in-kernel BPF virtual machine is that it is fast. BPF programs are just-in-time compiled and run directly by the CPU, so there is no interpreter overhead. For many of the intended use cases, though, fast can never be quite fast enough. It is thus unsurprising that there are currently a number of patch sets under development that are intended to speed up one aspect or another of using BPF in the system. A few, in particular, seem about ready to hit the mainline.
The BPF dispatcher.
BPF programs cannot run until they are attached to a specific call point. Tracing programs are attached to tracepoints, while networking express data path XDP programs are attached to a specific network device. In general, more than one program can be attached at any given location. When it comes time to run attached programs, the kernel will work through a linked list and invoke each program in turn. Actually executing a compiled BPF program is done with an indirect jump. Such jumps were never entirely fast, but in the age of speculative execution vulnerabilities those jumps have been turned into retpolines, a construct that defeats a number of Spectre attacks, but which also turns indirect jumps into something that is far slower than they were before. For cases where BPF programs are invoked frequently, such as for every incoming network packet, that extra overhead hurts. There have been a number of efforts aimed at reducing the retpoline performance penalty in various parts of the kernel. The BPF dispatcher patch set is Bjorn Topol's approach to the problem for BPF programs, and for the XDP use case in particular. It maintains a machine code trampoline containing a direct jump instruction for every attached BPF program. This trampoline must be regenerated whenever a program is added to or removed from the list. When the time comes to call a BPF program, the trampoline is invoked with the address of the program of interest. It then executes a binary search to find the direct jump instruction corresponding to that program. The jump is then executed, causing the desired program to be run. That may seem like a lot of overhead to replace an indirect call, but it is still faster than using a retpoline, by a factor of about 3, according to the performance result posted with the patch series. In fact, indirect jumps are so expensive that the dispatcher is competitive even in the absence of retpolines, so it is enabled whether retpolines are in use or not. This code is in its 5th revision and seems likely to make its way into the mainline before too long.
Memory mappable maps.
BPF maps are the way that BPF programs store persistent data. They come in a number of varieties but are essentially associative arrays that can be shared with other BPF programs or with user space. Access to maps from within BPF programs is done by way of special helper functions. Since everything happens within the kernel, this access is relatively fast. Getting at a BPF map from user space, instead, must be done with the BPF system call, which provides operations like BPF underscore map underscore lookup underscore elem and BPF underscore map underscore update underscore elem. If one simply needs to read out the results at the end of a tracing run, calling BPF is unlikely to be a problem. In the case of user space programs that run for a long time and access a lot of data in BPF maps, though, the system call overhead may well prove to be too much. Much of the time, the key to good performance is avoiding system calls as much as possible. Making a call into the system for each item of data exchanged with a BPF program runs counter to that principle. Andriy Nikorayko has a partial solution to this problem in the form of memory mappable BPF maps. It allows a user space process to map a BPF array map, one that is indexed with simple integers, directly into its address space. Thereafter, data in BPF maps can be accessed directly, with no need for system calls at all. There are some limitations in the current patch set. Only array maps can be mapped in this way, and maps containing spinlocks cannot be mapped, which makes sense, since user space will be unable to participate in the locking protocol anyway. Maps must be created with the BPF underscore F underscore MAPPABLE attribute, which causes them to be laid out differently in memory to be mappable. This patch set has been applied to the BPF repository and can be expected to show up in the 5.6 kernel.
Batched map operations.
Memory mapping BPF maps is one way of avoiding the BPF system call, but, as seen above, it has some limitations. A different approach to reducing system calls can be seen in the batched operations patch set from Brian Vasquez. System calls are still required to access BPF map elements, but it becomes possible to access multiple elements with a single system call. In particular, the patch set introduces four new map-related commands for the BPF system call, BPF underscore MAP underscore LOOKUP underscore BATCH, BPF underscore MAP underscore LOOKUP underscore AND underscore DELETE underscore BATCH, BPF underscore MAP underscore UPDATE underscore BATCH, and BPF underscore MAP underscore DELETE underscore BATCH. These commands require the following structure to be passed in the BPF call. For lookup operations, which, despite their name, are intended to read through a map's entries rather than lookup specific entries, keys points to an array able to hold count keys, values as an array for count values. The kernel will pass through the map, storing the keys and associated values for a maximum of that many elements, and setting count to the number actually returned. Setting in underscore batch to null starts the lookup at the beginning of the map. The out underscore batch value can be used for subsequent calls to pick up where the previous call left off, thus allowing traversal of the entire map. Update and delete operations expect keys to contain the keys for the map elements to be affected. Updates also use values for the new values to be associated with keys. The batch operations do not eliminate system calls for access to map elements, but they can reduce those calls considerably. One call can affect 100 or more elements at a time rather than just one element. The batch operations do have some significant advantages over memory mapping. For example, they can be used for any map type, not just array maps. It is also possible to perform operations like deletion that cannot be done with memory mapping. There is thus a place for both approaches. This patch set is in its third revision, having picked up a number of reviews and acts along the way, so it, too, seems likely to be merged in the near future.